The night was crisp and clear. The mountains in the sky made a beautiful backdrop as Eric Von Dongen narrated his cell phone video of the liftoff.
Rocket launch in Kodiak, Alaska. Pretty cool.
Eric and his father, Mark Von Dongen, had driven to a pullout on the road to the launch complex. They saw the rocket roar straight up into the sky and quickly disappear against the clouds. Then, about 20 seconds later, the rocket tumbled down to Earth.
Whoa! Ooh.
Whoa!
Holy mackerel. That's unbelievable.
The video captured Mark Von Dongen's voice in the background as he witnessed the rocket turn into a fireball upon impact.
I'm glad they didn't throw any shrapnel this way. It wasn't that far away, eh?
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's real close to where we were hunting this morning. It's right down there where we were.
The Von Dongen said they were deer hunting about a half mile from where they watched the explosion.
That, I don't think, was good.
Alaska Aerospace Corporation says the rocket crashed on state land, within a safety zone, with access closed to the public during a launch. The corporation is a partner with Astra. Mark Lester, the corporation's president, was in Kodiak for the launch of Astra 3.1. He said no one was hurt, and crews quickly put out the fire. He says the spaceport's public safety response plan worked very well. So from that standpoint, the launch was a success. Lester says while an explosion may seem shocking to the public, in the rocket industry, launch failures are part of the learning process.
We face adversity, we overcome it, we get after it, we learn from it, and then we grow from it.
The launch was aborted manually within seconds after takeoff, after its technicians noticed a slight drift in its trajectory. The next day, Astra held a post-launch briefing. Chris Kemp, one of the founders of the company, declared the launch a success, even though it didn't get past its first stage burn.
This is a really unprecedented milestone in the space industry.
Kemp says the rocket is still on track with plans to reach orbit in 3 test flights, and data from Friday's flight will help them in future attempts. The company's other founder, Adam London, said they were pleased to learn that the problem isn't in the rocket's hardware, which means it'll be an easier fix.
The hardware performed pretty well, quite well, in fact, and that the fix to address this issue is likely to be a software one, which actually gives us hope that we'll be able to return to flight fairly quickly.
Astra, which is based in Alameda, California, says its 3.2 rocket is already built and will soon be ready for testing. On the company's Twitter page, Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX, offered a message of encouragement after Astra announced its launch had not made it past the first stage. "Sorry to hear that," Musk wrote. "I'm sure you'll figure it out, though. Took us 4 launches to reach orbit. Rockets are hard." The Von Dongens witnessed that lesson firsthand. They had planned to go back to the area where the rocket crashed. They had spotted a buck they wanted to pursue, but were left with emotional aftershocks from the explosion, feeling waves of sadness and wonder all at once.
When a rocket explodes, it usually does it over the ocean, and then it usually blows up in the air. I've never seen a missile failure like that on TV. And then to have it land right in the area that we were hunting in that morning, what are the odds that was going to happen?
Von Dongen's son Eric says the memory of the aftershock from the explosion lingers. He said he held his breath for a few moments, then felt as if he were gently pushed back by the impact.
From a science standpoint, it was a bummer deal, but from a viewing standpoint, it was something that we definitely will remember forever. There's a little boy that was crying beside us, and he wasn't crying because of the explosion. He was crying because he wanted to see it launched in space. So he was disappointed, too.
Perhaps Astra's next 3.2 rocket will make it into orbit, but a lot depends on how Astra's team will be able to turn Friday's failure into tomorrow's success. For now, Astra and Alaska Aerospace Corporation promise that the land the Von Dongens and many others in Kodiak use for hunting will be cleaned up and restored to its original condition. In Kodiak, I'm Rhonda McBride.